Kids are amazing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you a thought for today. Kids are amazing. I love reading about kid geniuses. It shows how these young people can do such marvelous things at such early ages, and it's a delight. If we would all be encouraged to do our best, be our finest at early ages, we'd find that within us, unhampered by knowledge, unhampered by the limitation that is put on us by the world around us, is saying it can't be done. They do it. One young fellow, Gabriel Z., 13, in the Renaissance School of Art and Reasoning in Samsmush, Washington, at the age of 9, he joined a robotics team at his college, at his school. But by the age of 11, he had mastered every high school science and math course available in his district and enrolled in the undergraduate and graduate courses at the University of Washington. An amazing young man. He's not alone. There are many other geniuses, as the Popular Science magazine for September 2011 reveals, and they talk about these young people and how they started out doing these wonderful things and creating these imaginative, marvelous, genius ideas. You say, well, he was a genius. He was born a genius. He was fortunate. He came out of the womb like a genius. And not everyone has that wonderful privilege. Not everyone has that birth experience that he has. But he's a wonderful boy, a marvelous boy. As it says, his interest in college, C is still has to learn how to drive a car and get ready to go to the prom, but he's ready to study computational biology at MIT. He is ready for the big show because he is the big show. But this young genius, C, invented a device that would cost $10,000 to $50,000 if it were made on the market for $750. It's pipette tube for use in laboratories for taking out small portions of fluid. He's just one of many and doing beautiful things, doing magnificent things. 16-year-old girl, what'd she do? She's working around pond scum, and she's learned how pond scum can gather in oil and can make it available. And she's bringing a higher yield of oil per acre than anyone else has done. A marvelous girl at the age of 16, Sarah Volz. And Javier Fernandez-Han, at 17, from Texas, he saw how limited people lived in certain circumstances, where they did not have fresh water and did not have the ability to have fresh water. And so what did he do? He created, at the age of 15, he started creating a modified water pump and flush latrine into the one-and-all system, which takes up the basic needs of the refugee camps and small villages in the developing world. What a thing to do, you know, amazing boy at the age of 15. Well, many other things are done like that, but they do it because it's fun. They had a lot of fun doing it. They had a lot of fun creatively going about this thing. And that's the way it all goes. We all come up with beautiful ideas. We all come with beautiful thoughts, beautiful creative imagination, which we can use. But do we? No. We are afraid that we are unable to express these things because they're too complex. They're too obtuse for us to even start thinking about. And yet the children, the youngsters, have no such problem. They dig right into these things and they dig right into these programs because these programs are just natural for them. They say, well, let's see now. If this is what I want to do, how do I do it? And then they listen to that wisdom within themselves. They listen to the genius within themselves that tells them exactly how to go about these things. Oh, they have the trial and errors because they don't always listen as carefully as they could. They have, must be trained to listen within. They must be trained to realize what's going on in their brains, what's going on in their minds, what's going on in the creative imagination that they have, and realizing that though some things might not work as they plan, those things that didn't work as they planned sometimes work better in other things. They come up with beautiful and generalized concepts, and they're really quite fascinating. If you can get a hold of the Popular Science for September 2011, you read about these magnificent students who are doing some rather fantastic things. And now and then Popular Science comes up with a lot of beautiful concepts that people come up with, and how they have done it, and how they have done it out of virtually nothing, and have made it available to the world. Yep, this world is a wonderful world. We live in a fabulous experience of genius and magic and wonder. If we could only open our hearts and our minds to the idea that we can do it too. Out of the minds of the children, out of the minds of the infants, that's just a saying. That mind is unencumbered by can't, and it won't work. That mind is unencumbered by the idea that there are ideas that it cannot be brought to forth into being, but it can. And it is being done wonderfully and beautifully by these young people all around the world. And if we could just be aware of them, we'd be utterly surprised. You and I have the opportunity to listen within and come up with some genius ideas too. And you say, well, I'm too old for genius ideas. I'm over the hill. I'm beyond the usefulness of that. We're never beyond the usefulness of beautiful ideas. We're never beyond the usefulness of letting the divine mind in us reveal itself through us in marvelous ways. As we let go and let these marvelous ideas shine through us, great and wonderful dreams come through. We're living in a time of money depression, money misuse, and so forth, but yet there are people at the same time making great amounts of money, doing tremendous things financially, coming up with amazing ways of gaining tremendous amounts of money. Yes, all we have to do is just be aware of how it is done and realize that we too can do the same thing. When we have a positive attitude of mind, with a positive attitude of our thinking toward whatever it is we're doing, whether it's something that makes money or something that is fulfilling a scientific project in school like these children do, or if it's something like just writing beautiful letters or beautiful thoughts to other people, encouraging them to be the genius that they are. If parents have the opportunity to work with children and encourage them constantly to be the genius that they are, that genius would flood forth into all the other children also. It's sort of a catch-on thing. Once you have it, other people are contagious to the genius that you are. We can all be this genius. We can all be this marvelous type of person if we wish. But it means that we have to let go of the thought that says it can't and take on the thought that says, what the heck, try it. See if it works. Play with it. Children are always creative. If in the early years of every child, we could encourage them to the deepest genius that they are, we would bust through all of the human attitudes that say it can't be done. When the children come forth with the attitudes, and not only that it can be done, but they do it. And watching them do it is a thrilling experience. A thrilling experience that every one of us can enjoy. So the next time you see a youngster, say, "Hi, genius," and mean it. The next time you see an oldster, say, "Hi, genius," and mean it. The next time you see anybody at all, say, "Hi, genius," and mean it. If we would go around calling everybody a genius, we'd light a lot of fires. We'd light a lot of ignition underneath geniuses and have them come forth in their magical, wonderful way. We don't understand it too well, but we know it's there. Let's bring it out and share it everywhere. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.